Welcome to Shelley Carney in the Land of Enchantment, a podcast that takes you on a journey across the beautiful state of New Mexico. Join me as I explore the rich history, culture, and natural beauty of this land and share my insights on life along the way. Whether you're a traveler looking for inspiration and motivation, or simply someone who enjoys contemplating the world around them, this podcast is for you. So pack your bags and let's discover the Land of Enchantment together. Hello and welcome. Today we're talking about maximizing your day trip and content creation experience, or what is known as the art of balancing planning and spontaneity. We started with a plan to go to Las Cruces for the Gem and Mineral Show to record videos for our New Mexico Day Trips YouTube channel. Then we added on a trip to Alamogordo to see the New Mexico Museum of Space History. If the sun is shining, we thought, we can explore the Dripping Springs Visitor Center. There are plenty of free museums and a farmer's market on Saturdays that we would love to check out. You know, there's just so much to see and do in Las Cruces, but we don't have time to do it all. Whether you're planning a day trip or creating content, there are two approaches you can take: planning or being spontaneous. While both approaches have their benefits, they each have their differences that can significantly impact your experience. Today, let's explore the difference between planning and being spontaneous as it relates to going on day trips and creating content. Let's talk about planning a day trip. When planning a day trip, you typically have a set itinerary that outlines your activities for the day. This could include booking tickets to a museum, planning a hike in a specific park, or reserving a table at a popular restaurant. Since this visit to Las Cruces was a little longer than our typical day trip, we decided to book a hotel stay that we extended to 2 nights so we could see and do more in southern New Mexico. With a plan in place, you stand on the precipice of new opportunities and can look down at the landscape around you. The plan protects you from the unknown and allows you to direct your attention to areas that you know will make a difference. You can ensure that you get the most out of your time. Now, sometimes we plan ahead, but very loosely. Like, we'll go to Alamogordo, we'll see the Space Museum. But we did some things along the way as we thought of them while we were driving. So we always seem to try to find a good balance between planning and being spontaneous. But that sometimes we forget to plan things like making reservations at a restaurant or finding something on the map that we want to go see, you know, having that in place ahead of time. And then we kind of run into some trouble. So we'll talk about that. What are the benefits of planning? Well, you get reduced stress. Planning ahead can help reduce stress by eliminating uncertainty and giving you a clear idea of what to expect. Knowing where you're going and what you're doing can help you stay focused and relaxed throughout the day. There's also increased efficiency. With a plan in place, you can optimize your time and ensure that you don't waste any precious hours. This means you can see and do more in less time. Here you see, if you're looking at the photos, you can see the rocket display or exhibit at the New Mexico Museum of Space History that we went to. And because we didn't look ahead at the website and plan ahead, we didn't get there in time to be able to see anything in the planetarium or go to any of the films that they have there. We got there later in the day, so we just had enough time to go through the museum and with our video camera and then take some photos after that. And then we moved on to Las Cruces. So we kind of missed out because we didn't plan ahead carefully enough. Don't waste your precious hours. Be more and do more in less time when you plan. We thought about going to eat at Lacombe when we were in Las Cruces. It seemed too rushed to do it Friday night, so we waited until Saturday. Then we called ahead to see if we needed a reservation, and oh no, they were already booked for the whole night. We could have called a week in advance, but we didn't think we needed to, and we didn't bother to do that, so we missed out on going to Lacombe. Now, of course, we went to a different place, and we had a good time there. We had to change restaurants. We chose the Texas Roadhouse, and we called ahead to get on their wait list. So when we arrived, there was a lot of people waiting, but we had a short wait, and we were seated before many other people who didn't call ahead. It really pays to do a bit of preparation and make some calls beforehand. A little planning and calling ahead goes a long way. With planning, you can have improved budgeting. By planning, you can budget for your day trip and make sure that you have enough money to cover all your expenses. So if we had thought ahead, hey, let's go also to one of the films or, you know, to the planetarium, we would have made sure we had enough money for that. Here's a picture of me at the heart of the desert. You know, we could plan ahead to buy a couple bottles of wine or some pistachios, whatever it is that we wanted, and put that into our budget. This can help us to avoid overspending and ensure that we have a great experience when it comes to shopping, entertainment, or dining. Sometimes we get places like this, and we had a free wine tasting. So of course we thought, well, we have to buy a bottle of wine, and we ended up buying 2 bottles of wine. We didn't actually think ahead about doing that. You know, we didn't have that in our budget, but we went ahead and spent the money anyway. And you want to be able to prepare for things like that. Being spontaneous means embracing the unknown and going with the flow. When you're spontaneous, you might decide to take a different route, explore an unplanned attraction, or simply wander around without a set plan. While this approach can be exciting, it can also be unpredictable and lead to unexpected results. For instance, we'd had a great time at Heart of the Desert. We didn't plan to go there. We just thought about it during the drive. We said, you know, there's a pistachio and wine place that we didn't go to. Let's check that out. And we did, and we had a great time. Then, we also had another experience where after we spent the day at the Space Museum, the Space History Museum in Alamogordo, we were driving to Las Cruces. And we thought, why don't we see if we can stop at the Visitor Center for Dripping Springs and get some photos and see what it's like. Because it's nearly sunset, we might even be able to get a good drone shot out of it. So we put it into the Garmin to take us to the Visitor Center for Dripping Springs. We're driving along, and it tells us to get off at a particular exit, which we do. We follow all the directions. The Garmin is telling us exactly where to go. It's naming all the streets that we're on, but it doesn't look right. This is a, you know, like a neighborhood with dirt roads and mobile homes. And we're like, this is not what the visitor center should be looking like. Dripping Springs, we knew, was a place located in the Oregon Mountains, at the foothills of the Oregon Mountains. And there should have been a BLM visitor center there that we were looking for. And this did not look right at all. Before we knew it, we were turning left on a road called Carjack Lane, and it was a hand-painted sign. It was a narrow dirt road, and we're like, this can't be right. And then at the end of that road, we took one more left, and the Garmin announced, you have arrived. And we're like, no, we haven't. So we looked around, and we said, maybe we should have planned this out a little bit better. And then we turned around and continued on to the hotel to go check in at the hotel, because by this point, we didn't have time to find the actual visitor center and take some photos before sundown. So we'd missed that opportunity because we didn't plan. We did have an adventure, however. Being spontaneous can lead to unexpected adventures and experiences that you may not have otherwise encountered. You might stumble upon a hidden gem or meet someone new that you wouldn't have had the chance to if you were sticking to a rigid plan. The thing is, now we have a story about where we went and why we went there and what we saw and how we got off track. And, you know, stories are great to have when you're doing a travel channel and travel blog. On our way to Alamogordo, we stopped for a restroom break and gas in Carrizozo. I chose a soft drink in the convenience store, and as I was checking out, the clerk let me know they had fresh plates of brisket and potato salad available for lunch. Now, we had brought along some things to have for lunch, cheese and crackers and things like that, but this sounded so good, we decided, hey, let's try it out. And it was really good. And so we shared it in the truck on the way to Alamogordo from Carrizozo. We shared an unexpected tasty picnic on the way to the next town. As we entered the outskirts of Alamogordo, we made a quick stop at Heart of the Desert for pistachios and wine. And again, they were very friendly. They gave us a free wine tasting. You know, wonderful wine, beautiful place, and really wonderful, friendly people there. So we did buy a couple bottles of wine. We bought a bag of pistachios, some caramel popcorn with pistachios in it. It was delicious, and also ice cream. I got an ice cream cone. They offered us free samples. We found two bottles of red wine that we loved, along with a pistachio amaretto ice cream cone for dessert. It was delicious. Flexibility. When you're spontaneous, you can change your plans on the fly and adapt to the situation. This means you can take advantage of opportunities and have more freedom to explore. After spending Saturday morning at the Gem and Mineral Show, we took a short drive to Dripping Springs to scope out the visitor center. The weather was beautiful, and we sent up the drone to capture some shots of the Oregon Mountains. We also had time to scoop up a bucket of alluvial soil to take home to look for gold on our gold prospecting channel called Garage Prospecting. It's going to be a fun story to share on our Garage Prospecting YouTube channel. And we're going to go through that pay dirt this week and see if there's anything in there that's exciting. Creativity. If you forego a strict agenda and embrace spontaneity, you can unleash your creativity and discover splendid ways to make the most of your day trip. You may stumble upon activities that never crossed your mind before if it weren't for taking this unique approach. Planning content. When it comes to creating content, planning ahead can be a game changer. This could mean creating a content calendar, outlining your ideas for the month, or even storyboarding your videos. With a plan in place, you can stay organized and focused, ensuring that your content is high quality and on brand. Toby and I have a content calendar that we follow when we're going to need to have our videos ready by. He has a storyboard in mind whenever we're creating videos for our day trip video channel. And we follow that. And it helps us to create the content, make sure we have enough footage and enough photos to put our shows together. With a plan in place, you can stay organized and focused, ensuring that your content is high quality and on brand. What are the benefits of planning? Having a plan in place helps to sharpen your ideas, resulting in more polished work. It also helps you be consistent. By planning your content, you can ensure that you post consistently and meet your audience's expectations. This can help you build a loyal following and establish yourself as a reliable source of information. We want people to know that we are New Mexico Day Trips, that every week we have a new blog post and we have a new video and we have a new photo album that you can go through to see something else you can do in New Mexico. We chose to make a long weekend of this last trip so that we could come home with enough content for 2 or 3 weeks worth of videos. That helps us to be consistent. All of that planning ahead and gathering footage helps us to stay on track with our work. Improved quality. Planning ahead allows you to create high-quality content that's well thought out and polished. This means you can take the time to research your topics, gather data, and create visually appealing graphics and videos. And you might even buy new equipment. Like if you're looking at the photos, you can see Toby wearing his action camera on his hat. It's an action camera hat that he can wear. And that was new for this trip. So he planned to bring it along and try it out and see how it worked. Time management. By planning ahead, you can manage your time more effectively and avoid last-minute stress. This means you can create content without feeling rushed or overwhelmed. We've gotten behind on creating short videos from our long-form content over the past few weeks. Getting ahead on recording our videos will give us more time to edit and create short videos and reels over the next month. So that planning ahead, thinking ahead, we need to make more shorts. Because when we get shorts out, then it goes out to a lot more people who see our content and are encouraged to subscribe to our channel. What are the benefits of being spontaneous? Well, you have authenticity. Being spontaneous can lead to content that feels authentic and genuine. Without the pressure of planning, you can create content that feels more natural and true to your brand. It's current and innovative. By being spontaneous, you can tap into your creativity and come up with new and innovative ideas for your content. This can help you stand out in a crowded market and attract a new audience. You can also take advantage of current trends and news to produce content that gets more clicks. Here on this photo, you see a picture of Toby talking about something that just came from Amazon, and he's excited about it, and he shared it right away. While he had that excitement and he opened the box and everybody could watch it with him as he opened the box and got, you know, into his new project. If you're creating content about events, recording an event that happens only once a year can provide exciting details for those who couldn't attend. And here, let's see, like the Gem and Mineral Show in Las Cruces. Here you see somebody cracking open a geode, and that was very exciting for people to watch. We had a lot of views on that particular short video of just cracking open a geode. People get excited about things like that. Engagement. Spontaneous content can often result in higher engagement rates as it feels more immediate and engaging. This can help you build a stronger relationship with your audience and increase your reach. Live video. It's fun to do live video. People can show up and talk to you and ask questions, and you have a conversation, and it's enjoyable. And it's an enjoyable experience for your audience. Which approach is best? Ultimately, the approach you take when going on day trips or creating content will depend on your personal preferences, goals, and circumstances. For day trips, a mix of both planning and being spontaneous can lead to a fun and memorable experience. You can also head home early if the beautiful day suddenly turns into a screaming windstorm. That's what happened to us when we went to Las Cruces Sunday. The wind hit hard, really, really hard. Unfortunately, it hit so hard that we were caught in this dust storm on the way home, and it just, pitted the windshield of Toby's truck. It was such a terrible windstorm. For content creation, planning ahead is typically the best approach to ensure consistency and quality. But being spontaneous can help inject authenticity and innovation into your content. The key is to find a balance between the two approaches that work for you and your specific situation. With some planning and a willingness to be spontaneous, you can create a great day trip or content that engages your audience and meets your goals. If you want more ideas on creating content, marketing strategy for your business, subscribe to my YouTube channel or schedule a free consultation. We can give you direction and create a plan of action to get you started on your own YouTube channel today. It seems to me that summarizing all of this information with a fun little poem can help us remember what we talked about and have a, you know, just a little twist, a little rhyming time. Today's poem is called Planning Versus Spontaneity, The Joy of Day Trips and Content Creation. When it comes to day trips and content creation, there are two ways to approach each situation. Some like to plan every detail with care, while others prefer to wing it and dare. The planners meticulously prepare, mapping out routes and booking hotels with flair. Their schedules are packed with activities galore, and they won't deviate from their plans anymore. The free-spirited, on the other hand, embrace the unknown with no prior plans. They leave caution behind and take the leap. No maps or itineraries, just spontaneity to reap. Planning and spontaneity both have their place, depending on your mood or your pace. Some prefer structure while others like to roam, and that's okay because we all have our own. The same applies to content creation. Some like to script and prepare with dedication. Others prefer to improvise and be free, creating content that's unique and quirky. No matter if you're mapping a journey or crafting a tale, there's no prescribed way for you to prevail. So simply follow your heart, let your happiness guide, and your experiences will leave you gratified. Schedule some time this week to plan your next day trip, video, or blog post. Keep your plans structured enough to make sure they happen, but open enough to allow for spontaneous fun and adventure. And don't forget to check out our website for more amazing stories, breathtaking photos, and unforgettable experiences. Visit nmdaytrips.com now to see what you've been missing. That's all I have for today. I hope that you'll come back again next week and that you've enjoyed this video today. Thanks for listening today. I hope you got some value from what I've shared. I appreciate you. We need to stick together and support each other, so please subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. If you've got questions about things to do and places to see in New Mexico, or you want more information about something I've mentioned, write to me at support@agkmedia.studio, and I'll do my best to give you a helpful answer.